Good evening and welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston, Texas at Yahoo Sports Radio. And National Signing Day, it has come and gone. It is time now to highlight which teams have championship grade recruiting, specifically in the Big 12 Conference and with the University of Oklahoma. Time now to introduce on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, James Hale with OU Insider and KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. Good evening, James. It's good to have you back.
Hey, good evening, E. And the only disappointing thing when I do these radio gigs with you is I don't get to see your pretty face. So that's the only thing. But I can always dial it up on, you know, on your website, and you know, so that's a little consolation, but not much. I like you better than flesh and blood. But hey, you're so beautiful, and it's always great to be with you. So. Hey, whatever you want to get into, let's go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, James, for saying that. So the search for tomorrow's A Gridiron Stars, it was revealed on Wednesday, a National Signing Day. And I want to start things off with Oklahoma. I mean, obviously massive change took place within the coaching staff in the offseason. But what was your impressions of the 2015 list of commitments, and how would you rank this class?
Well, it's a good, solid class. It's ranked in the top 15 in the country by the 24/7 Sports Network where I work. And I think that's, I've always said if you're in the top 20, you've got a pretty good class. There's some really good teams in that top 20. And, you know, there is separation between the elite three or four or five from the rest of the group, but still it's a really good class for Oklahoma. You could argue Ricky DeBerry's a five-star. You know, the 24/7 Sports Network, they don't have Oklahoma with a five-star among the rankings. They have him with, 10 four-stars. You know, but you could really argue that Ricky DeBerry or Neville Gallimore, the four-tech out of Canada, those guys, or how about Austin Siepert, who was good enough to kick in the Under Armour All-American game and is ranked by Kohler Kicking as one of the top two or three kickers in the country, but they only have him a three-star. And I've always said, why don't you rank the kickers like everybody else? I mean, the kickers, if they're one, two, or three, wouldn't that be a, you know, five-star or four-star? So that's just my thinking on it. But overall, Oklahoma met their needs. They were able to get two linebackers. That was the goal. They were able to get five offensive linemen. That was the goal. And they had the offensive linemen committed way before Josh Woroboko-Ali decided at the end, you know, to go to UCLA. And so that's not a knock against Oklahoma. They lost him because they had five really good linemen in. They needed to reload in the secondary with some more solid numbers. They brought in six. That's a lot, E.
Wow.
And you take six of your 25, and they're all DBs coming in. They ended up with four receivers. They got two guys that are speed guys that you think might be slot guys. They got two more outside guys to come in and compete. And that's because last year, not many of the wide receivers fired outside of Sterling Shepard. And so what this staff has told that group, hey, you better buckle it up and get it going because we're recruiting on top of you and the best men's going to win. They didn't bring in a quarterback, but they've got four on the roster, and Bob thinks out of that four they're going to find one that's really, really good. So, and then they bring in Rodney Anderson, a running back out of Texas that's an elite player out of Katy, a powerhouse program in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
He's already on campus, and talking with Eric Stryker and Charles Tapper and some of the veterans I ran into the other day, they are bragging him up. They say, man, he looks really good. Then you get the bonus of Joe Mixon returning to the team. He's going through workouts, too. That's like getting two first-round draft choices to join an already very strong stable of running backs. And the irony here is Lincoln Riley comes in with a Mike Leach background and throwing the football. And that's what's really going to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
He's got all these running backs, tight ends, fullbacks that are really, really good. And he told me the other day that, hey, there's a lot of different ways to do this, and he's talking about his offense. And, of course, tempo's really the main thing with his offense, so I think he'll figure out how to use the personnel.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of James Hale with OU Insider in KREF Radio in Norman, Oklahoma, tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You were talking about the linebacker position. Was that the greatest need that Oklahoma had?
No, I don't think it was the greatest need. I think secondary was, because COU returns its two starters at inside linebacker, and Frank Shannon's coming back. So he'll be a part of this team next year. So all of a sudden you have three guys that have played a lot of football, but they need more numbers there. But Bob had a number in mind, and he only wanted to recruit two linebackers. He wanted to spend the scholarships elsewhere. Next year, linebacker will be a bigger priority to go out and get a bigger number of linebackers into the program. So they were able to accomplish what they wanted. They got two really good guys in Ricky DeBerry out of Virginia.
And McGinnis.
And Arthur McGinnis out of New Orleans. Two really neat guys. You'll enjoy talking to them, Em, when you get a chance, E, when you get a chance, because they are really intelligent. They're fun. They do a lot of good things. And the good thing for OU, they're already over 230 pounds.
Wow.
What Oklahoma's traditionally done is recruited a guy that's a great athlete, and maybe at 205, 207, and beefed him up to play college football. And, of course, that's a process. Well, these guys already come in with the body, probably play physically at this level at linebacker, and everything else has to come with the process in terms of learning how to play. But those two guys bring a lot of intangibles to the field.
Okay. Is this what you anticipated coming into the 2015 in terms of with this class? Is this what you were expecting? You were talking about being ranked 15th?
I always think Oklahoma can recruit better than that. And, you know, I think Oklahoma has the ability to recruit as a top five, top six class, but this is kind of where they've been in the last few years. I don't know if it matters. You know, again, at times OU's gone out and, you know, signed Adrian Peterson, Gerald McCoy, Tommy Harris. I mean, the elite players in the country, and especially in the state of Texas. So much has changed in the state of Texas with Charlie Strong and what he's doing at Texas, Art Briles and what he's put together at Baylor, Gary Patterson, what he's put together at TCU, what Kevin Sumlin's put together at A&M. Boy, there's a lot of people recruiting at Texas at high levels, and Oklahoma's still trying to recruit out of there, not to mention Oklahoma State and everybody else that's recruiting out of there. And this year was a strange year. I mean, Bob made decisions to let two coaches go. They recruited most of the time, a coach or two short. He put a graduate assistant on the road in Courtney Viney, who does a great job from a graduate assistant standpoint in recruiting. But being on the road's an entirely different animal. And then you know, you got Oklahoma going to Canada. E, last time I checked, you need a passport to go to Canada. So, you know, that's kind of unusual. And then you got to check back through customs to get back in. And, you know, what if the guy's a an Oklahoma State fan and won't let Coach Stoops back in or something, you know? So, but, hey, it all worked out, but it was kind of a strange year, to say the least.
James, what makes a good recruiter? What's your definition of a good recruiter? Because it has changed so much over the years since you've been a part of this business.
Well, in today's time, he still has to be personable, and he still has to, have the ability to make contacts and make significant contact with that player and those parents and that girlfriend and that grandma. They want to hear back from you again. So being personable is still a big deal and still very important. Number two, you got to have great energy. You're recruiting 24/7, 365. Those guys are already recruiting juniors and sophomores now, and they just put the class to bed yesterday. And in today's time, you have to have the ability to work the social networks, whatever it is. I mean, whether it's Twitter, sending messages, Facebook, all those things in the social network, you better be on top of it. You better know how to work. You better know how to put a message on there and be hip about it, and you better work through that. And finally, just like in all sales, E, you got to have the ability to close. Doesn't matter in what sales we're in. If you don't close, you usually don't make money, and you don't get your personnel that you want. So Oklahoma has to, if you're going to recruit in today's time, you have to have the ability to talk that person and that family on signing on that dotted line. So I think those are the key factors in going out and being a great recruiter, and some coaches are better at it than others. There's no question about that.
Hey, we're going one-on-one with James Hale with OU Insider and KREF Radio in Norman, Oklahoma, tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. So let me just back up a moment, talking about the Sooners. With this particular class that's coming in, I mean, what kind of impact can these guys make and so that the Sooners can return to prominence?
Well, D.D. Westbrook is a junior college All-American receiver that's coming in that I think is so talented, he's going to force his way on the field, and I think he'll play a big factor in this recruit on this team next year, especially with Coach Riley, who likes to run a lot of bubble screens, quick screens, quick slant routes, and he excels in that. So he and Sterling Shepard should have a field day. So I think both those players will have big impacts next year. I think Jamal Danley, junior college offensive lineman out of East Mississippi Junior College. That was a great junior college. They averaged 340 yards a game rushing.
Wow.
He's five linemen, get D1 scholarships. He's the best of the bunch. I think he'll start at left guard or one of the guard spots for Oklahoma next year. I think those two guys for certain are going to play big roles. I think maybe they signed three safeties, Khalil Houghton out of Waco, Will Sunderland out of Midwest City, and Prentice McKinney out of Nimitz High School in, Irving. And one of those guys is, I think, is going to end up playing. They don't have any depth at the safety spot. They want to move Ahmed Thomas down to nickel, Coach Mike. So he's got to find some depth. So maybe two of those guys actually fill in and play in depth. Maybe all three play, since he wants to go with multiple defensive guys next year. And maybe Neville Gallimore as a true freshman, because he's got the size already. You know, Jordan Phillips is going to the pros. They lost Chuka Ndulue because he graduated. He'll probably play in the NFL too. But, you know, that's two spots you got to fill. They've got guys ready to fill those spots currently on the varsity, but Neville's pretty talented, man, and he's pretty big, E. Mm-hmm. And he's a flat belly at 330 pounds. How about that? That tells you how big he is. and I think that he's got a chance to play.
Hey, the Sooners looking to get some mojo back and renew a stagnant program. Yes.
One other guy, Austin Siebert. He'll do the kicking.
Very good. Hey, James Hale has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You can check him out with OU Insider and KREF Radio in Norman, Oklahoma. James, I'll see you soon, okay?
All right, E. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.